It's time to get your remote insurance agent game face on. I'm gonna equip you with the top skills you need to be a successful remote insurance agent right now. I am about to arm you with some key tools you need to become an unbeatable remote insurance agent. From how to stay organized while working from home to how to handle difficult customer conversations. Don't worry, I've got it all covered. So get ready for a crash course in everything you need to know about becoming a kick-ass remote insurance agent. The first skill on our list is communication. Since remote insurance agents don't have the luxury of face-to-face interaction, they need to be able to communicate effectively through phone calls, emails, and video conferencing, and they have to laser in on their communications because of not being in front of these people. So they need to be able to listen actively and understand their clients' needs and concerns. Now, I personally have learned a lot about how to be a better active listener from a book called Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. I'll put a link in the description for you. Chris was the FBI's head hostage negotiator for years, and this guy knows how to communicate with people in very stressful situations, but he breaks it down into things that are easy to understand, concepts that are easy to understand, and also how to apply them in everything you do, and especially in business. So let's take an example. One of the concepts is called mirroring. If you say to me, Jim, I am so unbelievably frustrated with the way that my claim was handled. With mirroring, what I do is repeat the last 3 to 5 words that you said. So I might say, you're frustrated with how the claim was handled. And see, what that does is you now know that I am listening and we all want to be heard and understood. So if I'm demonstrating that I'm listening, you are much more likely to receive what I am about to say to you because you know that I'm listening to you. Another concept that I love is called labeling. So you basically put a label on whatever the emotion is that the person is having. So if you say, you know, I am super excited that that claim actually got paid. I never thought that would happen. You might say, wow, sounds like you're pretty excited that that claim got handled well. Or you might say, seems like this may be one of the best claims experiences you've ever had, right? Because I'm, again, demonstrating that I'm listening and I'm putting a label on what you're saying. I will put a link in the description for that book, Never Split the Difference. Fantastic. If you want to up your remote insurance agent game, or you're even looking to become a remote insurance agent, there is a checklist that I put together at agentsgrowthacademy.com/remote agent checklist. Go check that out. You can use it to land your next job as a remote insurance agent or figure out how to be a better one. All right, next up is time management. Without physical oversight, remote agents need to be self-motivated and disciplined enough to manage their workload effectively. This includes prioritizing clients' needs, setting achievable goals, and meeting deadlines. Now, one of the things that's worked tremendously for me and other agents that I know is something called time blocking. If you're not familiar with this, visualize your calendar, and it's basically like blocking off chunks of time where you're going to work on things that are productive instead of reacting to things. I would tell you, one of the worst things you could do is to open your emails first thing in the morning. If you block off time to work on meaningful, productive activity like making cold calls or communicating with people through LinkedIn, doing whatever lead generation you're trying to get done, that is going to be so much more productive for you than just opening your emails and going down a bunch of rabbit holes. A book that I would recommend that talks a lot about managing your time is a book called The Extra 2 Minutes. And this was written by a friend of mine named David Carruthers, who's an insurance agent down in Florida. The subtitle of the book really says it all. It's how spending an extra 2 minutes on nearly anything in your sales career will take you from good to best in class. One thing that I would even consider in terms of managing your time is how you spend time with your clients. One thing that I learned about that I'm mulling over, and I've seen this work for a lot of other agents, is in their agency, they will actually tier their clients based on maybe the number of policies they have with the company or the premium level or even both. And what this does is allow you to create different levels of service for different clients so that you're not treating the clients who are canceling for non-pay 2 or 3 times a year the same as you're treating someone with a high-valued home and a bunch of toys and cars that pay their premium all the time. So consider the fact that you're going to be getting 80% of your revenue from clients like that versus the ones that are canceling all the time. Wouldn't it make sense if you tier them and treat them the way that they ought to be treated? So something to consider. Also, in terms of time management, I would highly recommend that you automate your renewal process. Now, I'll be candid with you and tell you that we are in the process of doing this. We haven't fully rolled out everything. We have rolled out some things. But what I know to be true that I have learned from other agents is having a CRM, a customer relationship management software, like an agency Zoom or even an AMS itself that has a good CRM built into it, would be great. Rocket Referrals, those are some others. Having a CRM, having a renewal form, imagine that, where you can send a client automatically a link to a renewal form that they fill out to put in all the information about maybe what's changed, they put in a pool, they got a security system, whatever it is. And then in that form, before they hit submit, or maybe in the email that comes after they submit it to say, thanks for submitting that, boom, sends them a link from Calendly, which they could then, if they want to, schedule some time with you without you having to go back and forth, right? It's all about time management. So use tools like that that will help you get back crucial, valuable time. Another essential skill for remote insurance agents is adaptability. You need to be able to adapt to new technologies, work processes, knowledge of insurance products, right? Remote insurance agents should have a willingness to learn and the ability to stay up to date with industry trends. First of all, let's talk about the way that you operate in terms of communications and just in general with your clients. If you're remote, you need to be using video as often as you possibly can. Now, here's some video tools. I'll give you three, right? Zoom, duh, right? But seriously, face-to-face is key. 93% of all communication is non-verbal. So you see me using my hands and you can see the expressions on my face. That is what's coming through when you're using Zoom versus texting or getting on the phone, right? So use something like Zoom as often as you possibly can to be able to really develop a deeper level of communication with your clients. Another video tool is called Loom, Zoom and Loom. I'll put a link in the description for this, but Loom is a way that you can record yourself as well as what's on your screen and then be able to send a link and then somebody watches that. So maybe you're gonna, you know, use it to, as part of your lead generation, right? Maybe you send a little thank you video message to somebody who opened an email and you saw that in your CRM that they opened it and you're trying to get them to get to know you a little bit better. Another video tool is video proposals, okay? We use for our agency's website, Forge3, I think they got bought out, but the product is called Active Agency, and video proposals is built in, which basically similar to Loom, where you are recording yourself and recording the screen, and you're going over the proposal with the client in a video format instead of just emailing it to them and hoping that they enjoy reading through 53 pages of your brilliant proposal that you put together. Put a human touch to it. Keeping up with industry trends, I talked about that. Here's a couple of things that you can, a couple of resources for you. PropertyCasualty360.com. It's a great place to learn about everything that's going on in the P&C environment today. Independent Agent Magazine. You can go to IAMagazine.com for that. And then another place, and that's a ton of great information. Everything from sales to service and technology, anything you want to learn about what independent agents are doing and using these days, that's a great place. And then a video that I would recommend you check out is one that I made on YouTube called Commercial Insurance Agents. You need to hear these five podcasts. So if you're in the commercial insurance space, these are five podcasts you need to listen to on a regular basis to keep up with things, okay? Problem solving is also a vital skill for remote agents. You need to be able to identify clients' issues and find effective solutions efficiently, okay? This requires a combination of critical thinking, analytical skills, and creativity. So what are some resources you could use to up your game in this regard? One of the ones that we use every day in our agency is Vertafore's Reference Connect product. It's going to give you access to all kinds of information to help you assess different risks, different niche businesses, to learn as much as you can before you even talk to a prospect, because you've got to be armed with that good information. Another fantastic place to up your game in terms of your skill level is forums. And one that I would highly recommend is IAOA. It's Independent Agents Owners Association. So if you own an agency, heck, even if you don't, I mean, it's a fantastic place to get some good information from other agents that are having probably the same struggles you are. So whether it's technology questions, whether it's how do I hire better, how do I fire a client that's doing something shady, anything like that, it's going to be a great place. And then I would also highly recommend, if you don't have any conferences scheduled for this next year, go just Google independent insurance agent conferences, and you're going to meet like-minded agents who are going to share ideas, battle stories. You're going to learn creative solutions to problems that you're facing. A couple that I would highly recommend would be Agency Success Conference and IAOA. Actually, by the way, IAOA has a Facebook group, if I didn't mention that. They put on a conference every year called Innovation. Fantastic way to network with your peers, but also learn a ton about what's going on. Finally, remote insurance agents must have excellent customer service and sales skills. They should be able to establish positive relationships with clients and maintain them over time. This includes providing personalized advice, explaining complex policies, and cross-selling related products. So, think designations, okay? CIC, CPCU, CISR, those are probably the top three if you want to level up your knowledge of what's going on from a pure insurance perspective so that you can better serve and sell to your clients. What's next for you? First of all, check out that video, Commercial Insurance Agents. You need to hear these five podcasts. There's a playlist that I would recommend to anybody who's interested in marketing, and that would be the Insurance Agents Marketing playlist. And then finally, go download that remote agent checklist at agentsgrowthacademy.com/remote agent checklist. You can use that to land your next job or just level up what you're already doing. Folks, hope this was helpful. If it was, please let me know in the comments, subscribe, share, and until next time, grow big or go home.